Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Remy Kebble podcast. I'm your host, Remy Kebble, and thank you so much for tuning in today. So, I just want to thank my listeners real quick. I know that I have listeners from Australia and Canada. How cool is that? Thank you so much, guys. And then I have listeners from North Carolina, where I actually visited recently, and it's so green there. And I'm a person who doesn't like the humidity much, but it's not that humid there. And I was like, wow, this is a really nice state. So, yeah, I love it. And then I have listeners from Florida and Washington. How cool. And then my home state of Colorado. So I just want to thank you so much, guys, because being a TV host is my dream. I love it. I'm super passionate about it. So just thank you so much, really. So today we're going to interview a woman named Rocio Bunker, and she is a Patty Ambassadiver and a director of photography and videography for San Diego Undersea Exhibitions, which I thought was really interesting. So, and if you don't know what PADI stands for, it stands for Professional Association of Diving Instructors. So while I'm from Colorado and I don't know much about the ocean, it's always so important to learn more about people in the world, I think. And definitely as a TV host, it's just something that I love. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and this is the interview. Hi, Rocio. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this.
Oh my gosh, of course. No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. So I know we were back and forth a little bit earlier, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I ran across your page on Instagram, and I know that you are an ambassador for PADI TV. How did you get that opportunity?
At the time, I was one of the first ambassadors that PADI created. Okay. And at the time, it was a new project that I was collaborating with, since I had been working with them before in the development of some programs. And I think it was just part of the pilot test, and because of I'm pretty active in social media, I'm pretty active as a scuba instructor, and also pretty active being making awareness of what the ocean's conditions and solutions and problems are. I think they just kept me as one of the ambassadors. So they asked me to become an ambassador, and I was just very honor to be one, to be one of the first ones, and then that kind of like set the standard for all the other ones that they have brought in the last few years.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So I also know that you're a director of photography and videography for San Diego Undersea Film Exhibitions. How did you start doing that?
That came as just trying to be involved in the scuba community and the local diving. Mm-hmm. And because I am a passionate photographer and videographer, I really love taking pictures underwater and seeing just the detail on the fish and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the San Diego Undersea Film Exhibition, it's a program that it's been going on for 20 something years now, and I know the people that started it. They're like Chuck Nicklund and Eric Hanauer. They're great underwater videographers, and they're just been very inspiring for me. And so when I heard that the board was looking for new members, I applied, and then I went to a couple of meetings and got accepted to come in, and I handle a little bit of their social media, and I just do a lot of other like things with them to be part of a festival every year.
Oh wow. How long did you say they were going on?
This is going to be the 21st anniversary, or the 21st year where they're doing a undersea film exhibition.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's also one of the bigger ones in the world.
Yeah. So, I'm from Colorado, so I don't know much about the ocean at all because, you know, we don't have an ocean here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Thanks.
But I do know that Patty is a really big global company. So, what would you like people to know about the organization?
I'm gonna say that they are a world industry of diving, and because of the people that is usually their clients, we're all loving ocean, passionate about underwater stuff. So it just has fallen into ocean conservation a lot. So there's a lot of courses that are dedicated to ocean conservation, kind of like shark awareness and coral reef conservation and Project Aware and Dive Against Debris and stuff. So a lot of the stuff that they're doing with classes is now dedicated to care for the ocean.
Okay.
And also all the courses that they're teaching, they're integrating habits for divers that will make the reef be healthier, kind of like have better buoyancy, be more aware of like not touching things. So everything is evolving a lot into just being making divers, but not just for fun diving, just making divers that can be ocean ambassadors as well, because every person that gets certified has a responsibility for caring for the areas that we're going to use for the areas, the underwater world and the habitants in there.
Yeah, that's very important. So you're a marine conservationist as well?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. What would you tell somebody who's interested in getting into marine conservation?
I would say that you could be a big help in many different areas. You don't necessarily have to be a marine biologist or a scientist for getting into it and helping. You could just bring awareness to your local environment, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the ocean. It could be rivers, because everything leads up to the ocean. It could be your local quarry. It could be a lake. Everything, all the water is related and united. So if anybody is interested in doing conservation, you can start from just making a change on the products that you use, because they're going to end up in the ocean, whether it's plastic or solutions, chemicals or anything like that. To become a scuba diver and teach older scuba divers to be more aware of the damage or the footprint that we have in the planet.
Yeah, and then what started that initial interest for you to get into PADI and marine conservation?
I've always loved seeing creatures underwater. I still remember the first fish I've ever saw underwater. It was just incredible. Like, I could see so much color and detail and his little eyes and fins, and they were so delicate, and I couldn't believe that this thing will survive underwater, because it was basically, it's basically a machine that is filtering oxygen out of this solution, and it lives. And like I said, I still remember that, the first fish I've ever saw, and I just couldn't get enough. I continue to improve my snorkeling and to try to spend more time in the water, to go more times to the ocean and see more things, and that just led to become a diver. And when I became a diver, there were more opportunities, more courses, and I started seeing how I could develop a career doing something I was passionate about and doing this for work. And so far, it really changed my life. I am from Mexico. Okay. Now I live in San Diego. And it's all because of scuba. There's nothing I've ever done, like, as a human or consciously as an adult that hasn't had to be involved with scuba. And so everything that have led me here is incredible. Just if you follow your passion, if you follow your dreams, and also you're doing something for the world. It's a very joyful life I've had because of scuba.
Yeah, that is so cool. So, how old were you when that passion started?
The first fish I've ever saw, I was probably 9 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like I was borrowing a scuba mask from my dad, and it's like I put my head underwater and I saw this fish, and I just was like, well, what else is there? And then from there, you know, evolved into just snorkeling for hours and trying to go to the beach more often and get my parents to take me to the beach. And by the time I was 16, I was very sure that I wanted to be some kind of a scuba diver for work. And so I discovered that if you wanted to work as a scuba diver, you needed to be at least a dive master. So I was set my goal and to become a dive master. Mm. And then I went from there, just one thing takes to the other, dive master, then later on instructor, and just continue to progress into a diving career like that.
Wow. And so you said you're from Mexico. Do you think that helped you with getting into diving a lot?
I'm gonna say that it helped with the location where I'm from is La Paz, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Sea of Cortez. And at some point, when Jacques Cousteau visited the Sea of Cortez, he said the Sea of Cortez was the aquarium of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because he saw so much life in there that he thought that he's never seen as much biodiversity in one single place. And given that I was born and raised there, I got to see so many things at an early age that a lot of people have to wait until they're grown-ups and they get their first scuba vacation. You know, if you're from here from San Diego, you'll see some leopard sharks and maybe some Garibaldi, but everything is so cold and the water is so murky that it's not very inviting. So I had an advantage to have so much beauty at my fingertips, and every coast in La Paz, where I'm from, is just covered on some kind or another of beautiful creatures.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, as a paddy diver, what kind of experiences have you had? Have you traveled a lot already, or what have you done?
Yes, I have a lot of opportunities to travel where I can visit different locations that have amazing biodiversity that allow me to understand and immerse in other cultures and just kind of have a perspective from where I live and where I come from and my own roots to just what other people is doing and why they're doing it, and not just kind of sit here and think like, oh, I wonder why this country is not recycling or something. And when you actually go to that country and you see what the problem is, or, you know, the level of the culture they have and what the priorities are, then you understand, and now you can actually try to solve problems versus just sitting in your couch thinking like, oh, this people is not doing anything, you know?
Yeah.
So traveling was one. One of the things that, I've had the opportunity of teaching, so I can see people's fears turned into joy and excitement. Also, through diving, I just, like, learned so many things about being safe, and just I apply that to my everyday, anything from driving to cooking to just talking to people. I'm being like doing everything very slow, methodical, so I can enjoy it, but at the same time I can't be safe.
Yeah. So
it really has. I apply diving to everything I do in my life, and I've just done so many things because of it.
Yeah, you can tell that it's very important to you.
It is. It mm-hmm. really is.
So, you said you teach. What do you like the most about teaching?
I just like that my office is underwater. I like that it's just a whole nother excuse to go back underwater and
yeah.
enjoy and see some things, and I get paid for it. Don't tell my boss. Well, that would be one thing that is definitely that my office is basically underwater. Where I'm going to teach you something, it's going to be underwater. And that is a pretty unique office. But I like to see when somebody gets like a light bulb on their look, kind of like, oh, I get it. And I like to see, like, I like to teach, for example, rescue classes.
Okay.
Where people will be very confident and will, and it's gonna turn their life into being a safe diver, and it's gonna be just like something better that they can do. I have a lot of typical days, okay. and a lot of very crazy days. My typical day is usually. In the morning, I wake up early and I have my gear ready from the night before. And I drive to the dive site and then I go and do a fun dive, like at 6:30 in the morning, 6:15. And then I come out, I do a dive report where I tell people what the conditions are, because there's nothing like actually getting it from somebody out of the water recently versus just kind of guessing what the swells are going to do to the visibility or the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to work, and I work usually 9 to 6, and at work I'm just helping instructors to solve problems with students, with classes. I'm helping students overcome fears or just talking about scuba and options for them to get certified. And then when I'm done, usually I come home and it's like the end of the night where we just kind of like fun stuff here at home with my dog, my husband and stuff.
Yeah.
But on a regular weekend, so those are my week, Monday to Friday. And then on weekends, I'm usually wake up early in the morning and go teach a class, scuba diving underwater in La Jolla, which is usually the same spot I do my fun dives. But these dives are more just teaching students and moving them through different programs so they can learn either photography, rescue diving skills, navigation, or even fish identification so they can start logging stuff.
Oh, wow. So how do you teach something like underwater photography?
We meet, usually we have like a classroom session where mm-hmm. we practice with our cameras before time. Everybody has to have either a GoPro, a cell phone with a housing, or some kind of like device where they can record or take pictures. Then we make sure that we have the right setups with lights, and I have them practice with tiny little subjects where they can just focus and understand what the buttons in their computer, I'm sorry, in their cameras are doing. And then from there, we plan our dives, and I give them examples of subjects, for example, pictures that I've taken recently. So it's not unfair. So I'm not showing them a picture of, like, a beluga whale and telling them, this is how I want you to take a picture, because there's no beluga whales here. So.
Yeah.
So I'll give them something that it will be realistic for them to achieve with the equipment that they have. Some people bring a GoPro, and that's totally fine. I film with GoPros too, and they're amazing little cameras.
Mm.
So we just have to work and develop something with the equipment they have. The most important thing after this course is that they are confident with the images they took enough to post them or to share them with friends.
Okay.
Because otherwise you don't take pictures anymore.
Yeah, yeah. What has been your favorite underwater sea creature that you've...
It's forever going to be the octopus.
Okay.
They're amazing. They're very smart. And they're candid. I mean, this is the only creature that I can identify whether you want to eat them or you want to... Or you want to film them. And many, many times, the octopus knows that you're not there to eat them, and they will behave and do things on their own.
Okay.
And it's beautiful to catch them on those moments where they can, where they're behaving naturally, and they're hunting or they're hiding or they're trying to crawl into small spaces, and it's just really beautiful.
Wow, wow. And so being a paddy diver, do you have to learn a lot about, like, the animals and their ecosystem and how they live?
It comes with time, and it really comes with the dive site that you are. The more of one creature there is at the dive site, you will have the more knowledge about it, because you just talk to other divers and everybody has experience or has a cool fact about it, and then it starts like sticking in. It's not necessary that you have to have a lot of knowledge about this at the beginning, but it will definitely come with time.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, you're gonna learn something cool.
And what is your favorite memory that you've had diving?
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a hard one. I think I have so many incredible memories. I'm so grateful for the life I have and the life underwater that I feel like every day I dive, it's one more favorite thing. I mean, I can just tell you this morning, I got this shot from this nudibranch that I think is the most perfect shot I've ever taken of a nudibranch, and I was very happy, so that will be, like, lasting for a really long time.
Yeah.
But then again, I've had so many encounters where octopus are doing something crazy, or, like, I've seen dolphins on the water feeding their babies. I've seen, like whales, like killer whales, swimming in a pack and being totally coordinated and talking to each other kind of thing. I've seen bait balls that are incredible. Like, they're just, like, racing for life, and, like, creatures swimming behind them. Anything from, like, sea lions to, like, jacks and tunas and stuff. It's, like, every moment is so different, but all of them are incredibly different and special. And you couldn't really plan them, you know? You just go out, and you just hope for the best.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get really boring days. Sometimes you get days that are packed with super exciting stuff. But you have to get out there, otherwise it won't happen if you're sitting here on your couch.
Yeah. And then how long have you been a paddy diver for?
About 22 years.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yes, a lot of great opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Where have you traveled to?
Where have I traveled to?
Yeah.
Well, first trip ever was in Mexico to Cozumel. Then I did Italy, and so far I've been to anywhere from Hawaii and China. I've been to Papua New Guinea. I've been to Fiji. I've been to Belize. I've been to Dominican Republic, I don't know, I can think of many, many places now, not off the top of my head, all of them, but Socorro Islands, and lots of, like, Alaska. There's so many different places where there's so many different creatures.
That's really cool. Well, thank you so much, Rocio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for making the time. I'm sorry for the confusion and
Oh no, it's totally
yes.
fine.
I hope this helps, and if you need any more info or something, just let me know.
Yeah, totally. You have a good night.
All right, thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you so much, you guys, for listening to this interview. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely very interesting to meet these people, and I thank you so much for tuning in and can't wait for the next interview.